Blog Talk Radio.
For Punch TV Studio. We're so happy today to come to you and to let you know that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. We have a phenomenal guest on our line today that is local in Inglewood, California, Los Angeles County, and that's Bishop John F. Morris, Sr. Bishop Morris, are you there?
I am here. Yes, I am here. I'm glad here. Well, hallelujah.
Great. I got something here for our audience. Like I said, you don't want to miss this interview with Bishop John F. Morris, Jr. But most of all, we have I have a little bit of his bio that I'm just going to read, not much, because he has such an intriguing life. I'm anxious to find out from his literal words, what is this, all this stuff about this ministry, and then his musical abilities that God has given him. And when I read, it said he didn't even take any lessons.
That's right.
I got something going on. Yeah. So we got some great things that's going on here. But listen, I'm going to take a little time and just read a small dip because I want this time really dedicated to what's coming out of your vocal cords and what God has given you. And I know it's a forum that we set up for our ministers, our pastors to be interviewed, but the interview today is going to be a little different because you have so much that I read that I know the audience also would like to know. Who is this man that God created and placed in this earth for the edifying of the body of Christ? But it says, John Morris was born on May 18, 1948, to Reverend John and Maxine Morris in Huntington, West Virginia. He received his religious training under the pastorate of Elder Catherine Jackson at Christ Temple AOH Church in Huntington, being the first member of ITHE, it's its first drummer, soloist, and Sunday school student of the church. After being baptized in Jesus' name in June 1960, on November 24, 1963, at the age of 15, he received the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. He was called to ministry a few months later, and he sung with the National Pentecostal Choir in Mobile, Alabama, and was asked by Blanche Irwin to write a national theme song in 1968. Who does things like that? But God. Okay, since Bishop Morris was ordained by our founder, Bishop W.T. Phillips, in 1969 and was sent to pastor in Bessemer, Alabama. He was then sent to Huntington, West Virginia to help Pastor Jackson. He moved to Los Angeles, California, where he began to evangelize for 7 years under the pastorate of one of the only Bishop R.W. McMurray. And we all know who Bishop McMurray is. Of course, my pastor is Bishop Noel Jones, so I know who Bishop McMurray is.
Oh, God.
Although I didn't join the church at that time, but I did visit a couple of times with friends and stuff of mine. But it says thousands of souls were led to the Lord during his anointed ministry. And in 1982, he accepted the pastorate of the Bethel Apostolic Church in Chicago. So he's been just about everywhere. I'm going to skip a little bit, and then I'm coming down to where it talks about his family, includes his lovely wife. Now, how do you pronounce your wife's name?
Like the flower, Hyacinth.
Hyacinth. And his children, 3 sons and 1 daughter. And Bishop Morris is a true man of God and is totally committed to Christ and has taken to a new height of spiritual success. And then we come down to his music career, 50 years music career. I don't know if any of you in the audience know this guy, but it seems like he transcends out of heaven onto earth. But it says Bishop John F. Morris is an accomplished musician, songwriter, recording artist. Instrument he plays are piano, organ, drums, lead guitar, bass guitar, sax, violin, harmonica. And Bishop Morris began his singing and writing career at the age of 6. He started playing the piano, bass, lead guitar at 15. Being saved at such an early age brought him closer to God. I was reading your bio and just looking at a lot of things about who introduced you into the music field. It says Dorothy Norwood, Albertine Walker, Shirley Caesar, all these people that everybody just about knows, the pedestals of the gospel, the William brothers, Fred Hammond, Tremaine Hawkins, late Reverend James Moore, and many more, many more. And it brings you to one of the outstanding things. It says you were nominated for the Stellar Award.
That's correct.
Still playing on the national circuit. Listen, I'm not going to read this bio because we have the voice that can tell you all about it. And I'm certainly he's capable of doing it. I have the pleasure of introducing a man of God that our CEO, Joseph Collins, is well known and who he is, and he's local in Los Angeles. We say Inglewood, California, but he's with us today. He's with the pastors for Punch TV, and I am so honored to bring you on today as our special guest, Bishop Moore. Just talk to us. Tell us, where did you come from? You sound like a David that jumped out of the Bible. I guess you probably had a king or something that was trying to kill you too with all these instruments spirits down.
Yes, I've had several kings.
Thank you.
Several kings. But yeah, my name is Bishop John F. Morris Jr. I'm actually named after my father, Reverend John F. Morris Sr. I also have a son, Bishop. Morris has a son named John F. Morris III, so we kind of passed the name down, and he has a son named Chris, so I'm a grandfather. As you can hear in the resume, Joy, it has been this is going on my 59th year of ministry. 59 years of God. I started out, as the bio says, as a boy, actually, in church, and my grandmother was responsible for much of my church experience. Mom had to work to support us. My dad died when I was very young. In fact, I was 6 years old. I remember standing on the
pew,
looking at the casket, wondering why he wasn't going to wake up. I said, why wouldn't he get up? I just thought he was laying down. Found out that he actually had passed at the doctors had given him too much medicine. They didn't know he had taken his already. And, of course, he had a massive heart attack. But right after he preached his first in West Virginia, being a college graduate and also serving in the Navy, he had quite a life. I didn't get a chance to know him as dad, but I remember a few things.
Okay.
He did, but it was that that kind of made me have a need for a father.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I needed somebody I can look up to. I have three sisters
mm-hmm.
and 12 and no brothers.
Wow.
But,
okay.
So it put me in a position where either I had to, you know, play with doll babies or figure
right.
out a
right. yeah. Well, praise God for that.
So as a kid, I learned how to kind of make my own way. I made my own bikes, made my own toys. I played with it.
Wow.
Exactly.
I
used the oatmeal. Back then, Quaker oatmeal boxes was kind of big, and I used that
right.
to play the drums. That's when I first
started
playing.
Oh, for drums. You know what? I'm so happy
you're
talking about you growing up without your dad, because I'm quite sure, well, my son, I can say he didn't grow up with his dad, not because his dad was deceased, but he was invisible in his life. He didn't take part in it. So what you're saying is ministering to me also, because you're talking to a group of audience that we don't know how they grew up. So just continue on where you were, sir.
Yeah, well, once you're put in a situation, I've learned that when you're in a problem, it's like the mother of invention. You'll find a way to make it work. So I had one friend named Leroy Walker. We grew up together, Leroy Walker and Jeffrey Daniels. Never will forget it. And we were like 6 years old, and I didn't know I had. I started singing Old MacDonald Had a Farm. And then I told him, you sing this part, and the other guy sing the other part. So I was harmonizing, teaching it at 6 years old. See, I knew something was. He just said, ooh, you got a great gift. You got an ear. So it was that ear that got me started in music, because I could hear it. I could harmonize with it.
Right.
And
people
on records, I remember Martha and the Vandellas. There was a few other people back in the day that would, my mother would buy those little records, those little 45-inch records.
Right, I remember.
Machine. They didn't have what they have today, but she'd put on those great big machines, and she'd, and I would sit there and harmonize with them and make up my own little parts as a kid.
Really?
So 9 years old, I did a concert at one of the biggest Baptist churches in the city of Huntington, West Virginia. And that started, really, because I was singing soprano. I didn't know that's what you call it. I just know. And I had a soprano at that time. And I was, how great thou art, how great. I mean, I was way up there. And
a little boy, right? Oh, you sound like Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Just didn't have to make it done right. But my initiative...
Yeah.
Was because I said, well, I'm not going to let that stop me. I'm going to become a singer. I'm going to do what I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
I went through high school. I got in a few contests and did good. And particularly the church I was in, my cousin named Herma Jean Hill at the time, she taught me how to work with a group, and we had a group called the Templeers. So it started.
Okay.
They let me lead songs. James Cleveland was real big then. Everybody was singing James Cleveland songs.
Wow.
They gave me Christ is the Answer, and that took off in the city. Everywhere we went, they would ask me to sing Christ is the Answer, and I would go and do my thing with that. So I didn't know God was developing. I want to tell everybody that when you are coming through your lessons of life, however God allowed you to be, it's a life lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take it as a punishment or I was deprived. No. See, he doesn't let any of his birds or his animals, I mean, he feeds everything is fed. So if he takes care of his animals, surely he's going to take care of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was learning at that time. So I sat down at the piano one day, and they said, My cousin was she had taken lessons, so she knew all the keys. And she said, play in the key of C. I said, C? I didn't even know there was a C on the piano. I didn't know anything about it.
Wow.
So,
oh, really?
That ear, oh, man. The next thing I know, I was playing a G chord, and she said, "That's a G chord." I said, "Oh, I call it soprano, alto."
Wow.
And she said, "All you got to do is put a bass with it." So another friend of mine, Dorothy, showed me a song called It's Too Late. And I've learned to play that one song, and from that song, I have written close to 2,000 songs.
Oh, my God. You talking about, like, from that one, the chord? Was it a chord? Did you play? I know a little about piano. I should know a lot because my mother played. So. Okay.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, from that one song. And,
oh, Lord.
I recorded songs with some of the greatest of the gospel singers there are. Now, I've been offered the contract to sing secular songs. I've been offered by B.B. King to play, to write songs.
Right.
Because I have some songs that are kind of bluesy, kind of jazzy, like Walk With Me. You know, Walk With Me, Lord, that's kind of a bluesy type gospel song. So I have songs like that.
Uh-huh.
I always told them I can't sing the blues because I got blues. I mean, I was always harmonizing and always making rhymes. So they left me alone. They thought I wasn't going to fool with it. I just...
So you mean you didn't actually cross over into that line, that thin line?
No, you know what my crossover was? When I got saved.
What?
I crossed over from sin. And when I crossed over from sin, I crossed over into the inheritance of the Lord. And that's where I've been since. Yeah, I started playing. And I played for and I've taught many people across the country how to play, and they're doing well. Some of them are now with state choirs. Some of them have gone on to work with bands across the country, all because I didn't stop. I kept going. Yeah. And I give God the glory for helping me to raise boys and a daughter who is 17 now.
Yes.
Yeah. Inclined to.
Right.
Doing well, yeah. So I was signed with Malico Records, the same one that Edwin Hawkins and Hawkins was signed with, James Moore.
Oh, wow.
Dorothy Norwood.
Yeah.
And they have a jazz section as well as a gospel section. And so they have offered me this contract through Dorothy Norwood's recommendation. And I was in the elevator at a Stellar Awards one time. And she says, "John, I heard you could write songs." I said, "Yep." And that's why I tell all artists, always be ready. You never know who you're going to meet. I had no idea I was going to be in the same elevator going up to the third floor with Dorothy Norwood. And she says, "I heard you." I said, "Yeah, I do a little bit. I've been writing." She says, "You got any songs on you? Can I get some?" I said, reached in my pocket and pulled out a tape we had just done here in Chicago. With the Chicago Voices of Power. She took it. I got a call in 3 days. And she said, "I like that."
What?
Prayer. Yeah. Prayer did it. And it was 2000. Then Albertina Walker came, and she also sung I Love You. All these songs were written by me. God Reversed the Curse, we sung that together, me and Dorothy Norwood. And
That's amazing.
Blessing. Just being ready. Being ready. A lot of people say they want to do things, but they're not even practicing. They're not even
practicing.
I want to play the piano, but they don't want to practice. Forget it. It's not going to happen. You have to practice, and you have to put the time in. So in the meantime,
So all this time that you're writing music, now did you have to carry your paperwork around with you? Because, you know, everything now, they got it on iPod, or they can just record it and give it to people. So what was your method of getting your work out right at the moment like that?
Well, being ready. See, I had just done a concert with the Chicago Voices of Power. We did it live. We had over 1,000 people in the audience, so it was, like, really live. And I had my engineers who engineered it, and I had a cassette tape in my pocket.
Okay.
We had no iPod. It's iPocket. And I pulled it out of my pocket and gave it to her. And she went home and played it on her machine when she got back.
Right.
It was in Chicago, I think, at that time. But at any rate, you just got to be ready. And that's what my thing was. I was ready at the time, and I got the 5-year deal with Malico Records. And we did well. The record sold, I think, about 40,000 or 50,000 in the first 2 weeks. over the country. Another song I wrote that some people sing, they don't know I wrote it, but it's called Didn't I Tell You It'd Be All Right. Didn't I tell you it would be all right? That has become like a song. Everybody,
you wrote that?
Yes, ma'am. That's mine.
Oh, my goodness.
All in silence.
Okay, Bishop. But would you share in your work with people like that? Was your work copyrighted? How did you protect yourself?
Oh, yeah, I got paid for it. Yeah, see, when you copyright a song, that's to protect you from somebody else doing it without your permission. I wrote the 808 theme song. They've been singing that for close to 50 years, and I gave that to them as a gift. I felt that since they minister, I pastored their churches and so forth. I just felt like that was a gift to God. I would make it.
Okay.
But the rest of my songs, yeah, I've been getting paid for God Reverse the Curse. My my music is over in the Netherlands. I get paid. It was on Jet Blue, Spirit, those airplanes. Yeah, they play my music on there. I get paid when they play it. And also, I'm with BMI, so I get a check every now and then from them. It's been a long time.
Oh, good. Okay. Beautiful.
And,
beautiful.
Man, I've done like 20 albums. Yeah, just unheard. I'm just like in the trunk, so to speak. I sell them when I go to preach at different places. So I,
oh,
out of the trunk,
wow. Okay.
But I've never lost any money. Yeah. And,
that's a blessing.
Yeah. Your pastor knows me well. I was at his church.
Oh, I know. You know what? I was on YouTube and I pulled up something, and of course I know the pulpit and the choir, the way it looks. I said, man, I said, he was at City of Refuge.
Right.
So that's awesome.
They asked me to come.
That's
and sing
wonderful.
That song that we had recorded with the national, with the state choir, California State Choir, under Bobby Holman.
That's wonderful.
I'm blessed. And you know, on that, we did, on that recording, there was no rehearsal.
Uh-huh.
So I don't even know how they remembered the words to that song. And those people,
right.
But it turned out good, and we've got a lot of hits from it. People are looking
awesome.
Flying on it.
Wonderful.
But I don't know how long we have, but I could go on and on. But I want to also talk about the ministry.
I will, and just on that note, I'm going to take a commercial because you do have some callers coming in. I'm going to take a commercial, and then I want you to talk about the ministry because I told you I've seen your church many times going around the corner of La Brea, and I just hadn't stopped there before. But now I have, not that I have a reason to come, but I know the pastor, and I'll get to know you, the first lady. But we're going to take a quick commercial, and then I'm going to come right back to you. Is that all right?
That's fantastic. I'll be waiting.
Okay, great.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in an IPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because greater is He that is within you than he that is in the world.
Hi. Hi, this is your host, Joy Brown, with the Pastors for Punch TV Studio, with our special guest today, Bishop John F. Morris, Jr., talking about his music career. But now we're coming to the meat, where he's going to talk about the ministry that God has blessed him with, and talk about where his church is, and just different things on about the ministry, international ministry, international anointed ministries, fellowship in Los Angeles, California. But I do want you to know this is Punch TV Studio. Our CEO, Joseph Collins, we are in the midst of our IPO, which is initial public offering, where we are offering our shares for $1 a share to investors all over the world, just advertising. But it will be ending October. And then to the churches and our pastors, we want you to be a part of this futuristic movement, I call, because we are the future. We're going to be the ones that's going to be able to open our doors to those that are being shut out, the homes, the homeless, those that need jobs, those that need education and finances. And we're setting up, we have a strategy that when you purchase stock in the company, even as a church, you're going to allow us, the company, to capitalize, and we plan with our projections to be a $500 million to $3 billion company in 3 years. And while your shares are growing and we begin to make movies and stuff, you will be one of those partners of ours that when you get ready to pull some of your shares out after making this phenomenal increase, then you will be able to pay off your church or have a center that people can come to. We want to prepare you for what's coming in the future. So be partners with Punch TV Studio. But right now, we're going to go right back into our interview with Bishop John F. Morris, Jr. And I do have some callers on the line. And if you just want to let me know that you want to say something, I'll bring you on the line also. But right now, we're going to come right back to Bishop. Bishop?
Yes, this is
okay.
Bishop.
We're
glad to be back.
Yeah.
Now,
we're
going to
hear you again talk about this ministry that you have, that God has given you.
Sure. I sure will. Starting at the age of 15, I was called to preach. I saw a sign actually in the sky that God gave me, and I've been using that as a springboard. Every time I get discouraged, I remember what I saw, and it helped me to keep going. And I've been looking at many people fall by the wayside, many people giving up. But you got to have some kind of experience that keeps you going. You got to have something like a Moses on the mountaintop. You got to have something that keeps you going and keeps you fired up about God. And that's what kept me going, and that's what has kept me going all this time, to know he called me. Well, I started in Bessemer, Alabama, my first pastorate, and I went there for about maybe 4 years. We had chickens running across the front yard and hogs next door, all kind of things that we had to kind of tolerate. Coming from the country wasn't too bad, but we weren't that country, but we learned a lot about farming and a lot about different things in my first pastorate. And then I got a call to come back to Huntington, and went back to Huntington and helped that pastor. Then I started an interdenominational choir. Now, I didn't know, now this is going to be important later on, but God was letting me know that I have to reach out to all people. I didn't realize that from my beginning. I thought perhaps, you know, how people get in their little organizations, they think they're all that there is, and there's nobody else saved but them. We were kind of locked into something like that. Are you still there? Hello? Yes, hello? Hello?
Bishop? Yes, I'm here, Bishop.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe I lost you there for a second. Okay.
No,
but
I was actually, Bishop, I'm listening to you, but also you have some callers that are here on the line. So I was just trying to multitask. But you go ahead and you keep talking.
I stopped. I was trying to call back and everything. I didn't know. But no, let me finish this real quick. I do want to hear some of the callers. I do like that. My wife said she's going to try to call in as well, Pastor Morris. But after that span of time, we came out here on a TV show. I came out here to do a revival, but we got on a show called Gambit, and we were on that show, and we won 4 days straight, four shows.
Wow.
And we won over 4,000. We won a lot of prizes. And that's the money I used to come out here to move and live out here. That's
oh,
how
my
I met,
God. Look at God.
That's how I met Bishop McMurray, Elder Milton Perry, all that were instrumental in my California experience. Yeah, through the show.
Oh, my goodness. That's
and the
amazing.
Money. But we used that cash to move out here. And so we moved out here in 1976. And in 76 is when I met several artists out here. I met people, Tremaine, all the people out here. And we did a record.
Wow, I love her.
Yes, don't you? I love her too. And I still sing Holy One. Oh, my God, that song is just still
Oh,
bad.
You do? Oh, my, I wore that song out.
Yeah, I love it, love it, love it. And Change, we still do that. But,
oh, my God, yes.
All of them. And we appeared on program with them out here at Bishop McMurray's church. This is how things just started. Next thing you know, people were calling me all over the country. I knew where I was going to be 2 years in advance. That's how much the Lord had blessed me. And I went full-time at the age of 21, full-time.
21?
21. All I did was preach and sing. That's it. And that's all I've ever done.
Oh, my Lord, you just.
I'll be 70.
Oh, you was just smack dab in the middle. You be who?
I trusted God. He said, they that preach the gospel should live by it. And that's exactly what I did. I just took it for work. And it worked. But sometimes we had a rough time. But God always provides. If you got the faith, he's got the power.
Yes.
So I provided faith. And he not only did that, but he opened up the doors. I preached all over the country, preached for all the major churches, big-time bishops and everything. Just through that one move, God brought me out here. Then
That is phenomenal.
I stayed in Chicago. They called me to pastor a church in Chicago. The pastor there had met an unfortunate death and was shot and killed. And they called me and asked me if I would come. And I said, I prayed about it, and the Lord said, go. So I went there, and I stayed there 20 years at a church called Bethel Apostolic Church. We did good. I was on the radio for 13 years. Followed behind Joyce Meyer. Yeah, we had a powerful, powerful choir, one of the best choirs in the city, and the Lord really did bless that ministry there. Then God sent me to Columbus, Ohio. I stayed there 2 years. Then the organization that I was in sent me back to L.A., and I pastored a church out here at Compton Avenue.
Wow.
92nd. And then about 2 years later, we had about 200 members then. The Lord sent me, he said, listen, I want you to leave and leave now. I said, but Lord, this is a beautiful place. I had never had a real church. I always had like storefront. This is a real church. Storefront. I mean, I was so used to storefronts, but here was pews, men and women's toilets and the whole deal. I'd never seen that kind of a blessing. And God said, I want you out right now. Go. So I left. I left and November the 1st, 2001. And some of the people left with me because they said, if you go on, we got to go with you because we know God's with you. We
you know what?
But
I heard pastors, members following them where they go, and that says something when you have a following that wants to go with you. They uprooting to go where you are.
Wherever. And guess where we went? We went to, because I knew Bishop Noel Jones. So I asked him about that chapel that y'all had on Manchester by the Jack in the Box. And he said, oh, yeah.
That's right.
He said, go on over there and get started. So we went over there from 3 to 6 every Sunday. And that was our first church.
Okay.
And I didn't know what the name, and God told me to call it I Am. call it me. I am
mm-hmm.
I for international, A for anointed,
yes.
M
yes.
for ministry. International.
That's the covering. That's the covering what you have.
Got it. Yes,
you can't
Lord.
Go wrong with that.
I tell you.
Oh, wow.
How we started, and God
this is
said,
magnificent.
Said for me to look in the book of Luke, and I studied the book of Luke,
yes.
and I went two fish and five loaves of bread, barley bread.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I
yes.
want you to gather, he said, gather the fragments. And this is where I'm almost through, but gather the fragments. I said, what fragments?
Yes.
He said, wounded preachers.
Oh,
people,
my goodness. Come on now.
Yeah,
are you
people,
serious?
Serious. He said, go get them. He said, go get wounded, neglected, falsely accused, promised the world and
that
everything. And they give
wonderful.
Nothing. They've been paying dues forever to all these organizations.
Wow.
Never got it. He said, go get them and promote them and put them in a place where they can be blessed. And that's been since 2004. We've been doing that now.
Yes.
That's 13 years. We have over 200 churches. Seven countries that God has blessed us to have. In Belgium.
You said seven countries?
Yes, seven countries. Belgium, France, Germany, Congo, Nigeria.
Oh, my goodness.
Pakistan. We also have churches. Costa Rica. Oh, yeah. God has really opened that door. That's why obedience is better than sacrifice. If you learn anything from what I've been through, obedience will get you further than anything else you do. Obeying the voice of God. So they may be the...
So didn't you ever... Huh? But I know you're talking about obedience. Let's stick with that because we know a lot of us, and I know God loves us when we are doing what he say and what he's not saying. So let's talk about that obedience. Just for a second, because you've been
child, sure will.
And then you come up into your teenage years.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you maintain the discipline of being obedient?
Well, I was blessed not to have a Dr. Spock and a Oprah and all these people who tell you to talk to your kids.
Okay.
I had a parent who just knocked me down.
Okay.
If I didn't do what was right, I got up off the floor, bleeding. And they didn't care about whether you said or not. Oh, no. Oh, no. They
so
were
not. So, Bishop, you're about, 6'1", you're about 6'1", right?
Yeah, 6'1". And my grandmother was.
That's a long ways to go down.
My grandma was 4'9".
Oh my God!
Oh yeah, she'd kick you in the shin, or she'd reach up and smack you.
Oh Jesus!
In church, well, you know you can't do that when you get older. But when I was younger,
right?
You can't wait till the kid gets 15, 16, talking about you're gonna discipline.
Exactly.
No, you do that when they're kids,
right.
So they understand leadership. They will obey you. They will be glad to be a parent one day. They know what it takes. My son now, he's 46 years old, he calls me and says, Dad, everything you did, I'm so glad you raised me like you did.
Mm-mm-mm.
Because it has helped me.
Yeah,
in my
exactly.
life. So obedience starts with children.
Right,
As children of the Lord, we need to obey our leaders. Now, everybody don't get the voice of God. So if God doesn't speak to you audibly, then you need to obey your leader. That's where your blessings will come.
I got you. Wow, that was good. That's really good.
And you may not
I love that.
Not agree with what they and how they do things, but if you obey, as long as it's not in some old crazy stuff like ham steaks or something, but as long as you agree and God sees your obedient spirit, he's going to bless you.
Yes.
He's going to bless you in spite of. But you got to be leader.
Dude.
You got to be obedient, And that's what I was. No pastor can say I was disobedient to him. And I've had about six. But I've never had any thing negative about John. I obeyed. I paid
that's
my tithes to the letter. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And still do. Yep, yep. You have to, if you want God to bless you.
Right.
Now, if you want to do it yourself.
Yes.
So anyway, let me get back to that.
Right.
But he said the same thing in these pastors that have been thrown away and kicked to the side. Because now if you don't have a big church,
okay.
You know, people don't invite you. You don't get the invitations to the parties. You don't get invited to the dinner.
Right, yes.
You don't get to preach at their
right.
church. You don't have a big church
okay.
to offer them. So the smaller churches
okay.
are the ones who God sent me to.
Oh, the
and
fragments.
Believe,
okay.
They are so happy. I said,
wow.
So God, why would you want me to go to them? Because they don't have no resources and stuff. But God said, listen, the same gift or the same texture that those
mm-hmm.
two fish were made out of and the same flour
mm-hmm.
that those five loaves were made
yes.
out of, they
yes.
were on the ground.
Yes.
They're just fragments.
Wow.
But they have the same ingredients. So he said, use it.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, you'd be surprised
right.
how much, oh, my God, has been thrown away.
That's wonderful.
Oh,
I love
so
it.
We're gathering. Yeah. So we gather.
Boy, that was a good analogy.
God
wow.
did it. Yeah, God did it. And so we're yeah. looking forward. We have a annual meeting every year. I have promoted
okay.
20. I have promoted 26 bishops.
What?
About 10 overseers. Yeah, we've consecrated about 26
mm-hmm.
men that were mostly
okay.
wounded pastors. They served for 25
mm-hmm.
years. Places and never got promoted.
Okay.
Let God go get them.
Mm-hmm.
I went, they proved themselves for a year.
Wow.
Ordained them.
Yes.
Consecrated them. We
okay.
put in pastors. I
uh-huh.
started eight churches here in the city of L.A.
Wow.
Out of our
what?
Church. Yeah. Promoting people. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
So,
okay.
Yeah. And that's pretty much the story of John Morris. He's next year I'll be 70 years old. And I have lived a beautiful life. I am also a cancer survivor, and I give God
what?
Glory. Yes, I had stage 4 cancer.
Wow.
Gave me 6 months
oh my
to live.
God.
6 months to live. And it's been 7 years.
Mm-mm-mm.
So
that's
God
a blessing.
Is a healer. God is
yes.
a healer. And I'm here to be a witness. That if you trust him,
and you
will,
yeah,
supply your needs. And it's about 17 minutes till. So if I have any callers out there, anybody else that wants to get online and ask questions,
yes, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, it'd be
okay.
nice. Okay,
I'm gonna go back and take one more commercial, and then I'm gonna open up the lines for those that want to talk to you. To talk, so it's going to be a live conversation. Just take one at a time, because I'm trying to work this thing right. They left me hanging today, so I'm doing something that I hadn't done since I've been on this radio station. So I'm going to go for a quick break, and then
okay.
I'm going to open up the lines for those that want to talk to Bishop Morris to give him a shout out or let me know. Give a testimony. I heard that one lady was saying how that she's one of your pastors. So I'm going to put her all on the line, but give me one moment. I'm going to go for a break, okay?
Wonderful. God bless.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV.
This is a Queen Banda Power Nugget.
Did you know our afflictions have value? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 lets us know our plight, afflictions, pressures, trials, and tribulations, which is but for a moment, a point in time, a season, a mark, significant. Worketh, achieves, accomplishes for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Okay, Bishop, you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I'm here, Joy.
Great. I'm getting ready to bring our guests live on this line so they can say hi to you and just say something. Okay. Number 1920, we're bringing you on.
All right. Hello.
Thanks for joining our call today. Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Calling you live.
Thank you. How are you?
Oh, God
Hello.
Bless you.
Just
yeah,
wonderful.
Yes, praise the Lord. God bless. Man, we just want to say a shout out to Bishop John Morris, who's doing an awesome job. Amen. Been knowing him for over 20 years, anointed
yeah.
man of God, and we thank God for him. Amen. And true man of God, and I believe what he's doing. We support him, and we love him.
Awesome.
That is my lovely wife. I can tell her voice from anybody.
She didn't
yes.
tell me that. Hi,
she
lovely
made.
Wife.
Yes.
Hello.
Awesome. Lady Morris, how are you today?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Just absolutely
can you
wonderful.
Hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, baby.
I can.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm so glad you got to call in.
Yes.
Now, we actually have appointed her to be the pastor of the church now. She's an awesome minister as well. God is really using her in the Word. And such a wonderful
yes.
wife and a wonderful mother of our 17-year-old daughter. And we just thank God for her.
Awesome.
The Lord has blessed us. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So you got to come by, Joy, and see us sometime over there, okay?
I'm coming by.
Yes.
Well, actually, I have a cousin that knows your wife. Her name is Shalitha.
Shalitha from where? From
Shalitha,
PSA?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. Yeah.
Sister Morris,
well, listen,
you know
both of you stay on the line because I'm going to open up the line because you have two other callers that are coming in, and
okay.
I want them to say something also. Caller 4943,
okay,
you're on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the Joy line.
God bless you, Bishop, Pastor. This is Dr. Joseph from God's Way, Pastor of God's Way.
Yes.
Pastor Morris is my bishop and pastor. They
oh.
are awesome. They are my family, and I am is a awesome ministry. I can't express the anointing that's on the ministry. They are truly men and women of God. It is a blessing.
Thank
you. A blessing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
They are getting ready to celebrate their anniversary on October the 5th through the 8th. And
yes.
we're looking for a high time in the Lord. And for everyone hearing, they are located at 110 Davis Drive, Inglewood, California. The services for the anniversary is October the 5th through the 8th. The Thursday night service starts at 7, and Friday
mm-hmm.
night service is at 7, and on Sunday with two services, it starts at 11:30, and the last service will be at 3:30. So please come out and join us, and let us celebrate this wonderful man and woman of God that God has given us. Hallelujah. I'm excited.
All right. Well, thank you. That was
man, that's
nice.
That's some love. I didn't even have to ask for that information, and she just gave it to me.
I didn't need it. Thank you, Pastor.
That's some true stuff right there.
I mean, that everything.
Now, I have one more I'm going to bring on the line. Also, you have another caller calling
okay.
from 2343, and I'm going to bring you on the line also.
Okay.
Okay, caller, you in?
Yes, I am.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless
I
you.
Love
yep.
to I am.
Yeah.
And to Pastor Morris. But this
go.
Is one of your original. This is
oh.
one of your original babies.
I got
Bethel
it.
Apostolic Church.
Okay.
And this is Covenant Daughter. Of I am Elohim. Yes, it is.
God bless you. It's here in Chicago.
Hallelujah.
Right?
Yes, I am.
Well, I am just
yes,
so honored.
Yes,
I put it on Facebook so people could know that I was going to be on today, interviewed by this wonderful lady. And I'm so happy the Lord allowed us to spread the word out over the airwaves and give people an opportunity to hear what we're doing. And, yeah, she's another one of our products there in Chicago, and the Lord is blessing her.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we have 16 states, and churches in 16 states.
That is awesome.
We're steadily moving. So if there's anybody out there that may be listening but not talking, but anybody listening that would like to be a part of this movement, all you got to do is call my number. Can I give it out, Joy? I don't have no problem.
Oh, yes, you can. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
The number to call if you're interested in becoming a part of the IAM, it's 323-707-1945. We have brought the Church of God in Christ together, Apostolic, Pentecostal, Baptist, and Methodist, and we all get together once a year, sometimes once a month, depending on the state that you're in. We do it once a month here in California. But around the country, we get together once a year in different cities. We were in Orlando year before last, and we were in Chicago. We've been in Texas. We've been in Virginia. So we move around, but all of them are participating from different churches. The body of Christ is not three and four. It's only one body. And when we get together, you ought to feel that kind of a spirit when you have all the churches working together. Yeah, anybody can fly with your own kind, but can you get with other people that love Jesus like you do and have a good time?
That's right.
And that's what the challenge has been, and God has really been blessing. Pastor Caldwell, she remembers when we were there in Chicago, how the Lord did move with all the different organizations that we had coming together. And that's what God wants in this last day. For we are not the ones who loved him first. According to 1 John 4:16, it says, as we have known and believed that the love that God hath to us, God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. How can you love your brother or love God whom you've never seen and hate your brother who you see every day? So we stopped all that church fighting. We stopped all that nonsense about you ain't this and you ain't that. And we're pulling God's body back together. And it's beautiful.
Amen.
In our lives.
That is wonderful.
This is what it's all about. And all right, they say, well, what's your main theme? My main theme is love, not doctrine. My theme is love.
That's right.
If you don't love, you can't be of God.
Right.
And we love Joseph.
That's right.
We love Joseph Collins. He's been to our church.
Yes, we do.
And he's
Has he really?
Yeah, many times.
Oh, yeah.
Before he got to where he is today, before it became the stock, he took me to dinner, to lunch one day.
Oh, wow.
And we sat down and we ate Chinese food. And he would explain to me what had happened and how the station came to his hands. And he's saying, I believe it.
Yes.
I just believe it happened. And I wasn't
That's
able
a
to
blessing.
Do anything. But now I see how he got that channel 14.
Oh,
so
God, thank you.
I look on, I said, oh, this is awesome. So he asked me if
Bishop,
I
Bishop, I know you. Yeah, and I know you, with all the organization you have in churches, you could pull this off really well because you know so many people.
Yeah, we're going to buy stock, too. I'm going to have all our churches buy stock, at least. Yeah, at least 100 stocks. At least that. Some
That's
will do
good.
More. But we want
good,
to promote
good.
That promoting gospel music and gospel spirit and
wonderful.
Giving people opportunities. Because I've got some great actors in our churches and actresses.
Oh, good,
I write plays as well.
Right.
He asked me if I would do that and
wonderful.
Make a movie out of my life. So, so many things. God bless you.
Wonderful.
And thank you for have me call in, and I'm just so excited about what God is doing and the possibilities.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Joy.
Well, listen,
thank
give us that address. It's a blessing. Give us that address again so we know exactly where we're coming.
Okay. It's 110 or 110 Davis Drive. And the reason why it's Davis Drive is a very small street, but it's right off of La Brea. Going south, right before you get to Woody's Barbecue. It's right there in that L, yeah, and you'll see it right behind the Breath of Life Seventh-day Adventist Church. We also have some of them working with us, too. See, it's time
exactly.
out. Y'all.
Now, is that Inglewood or Los Angeles?
Inglewood, 90301. Inglewood.
Okay.
Yeah, Inglewood.
Yeah.
We doing good in the hood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Lady Morris, do you want to give us a last word before we end this show? Because it's a pleasure for you to take a moment to come out and be with Pastor with Bishop.
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead, darling.
Amen. Amen. I just want to say that, you know, God is awesome. Amen. We on the wall and we can't come down. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're all about souls reaching out to helping one another. Amen.
Yeah.
And we thank God for this opportunity to be on the radio to give God the glory. He gets
yeah.
all the glory. Amen.
Yeah.
For the things that he has done. And we
yeah.
appreciate it. We're looking forward to connecting. Amen. And doing the will of God. God bless you.
Amen.
Awesome. God bless you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, I'm going to be coming by. I won't say when, but I will be
mm-hmm.
coming by. I have the times that you have your service and stuff like that. But
okay.
it has truly been an honor to have both of you on our show, and I will bring you back again. Now, listen, the IPO will be ending October the 4th. That's the last and final call. And so
right.
we will be contacting you also. I can come by the church, talk to your parishioners, let them know. If you have any
mm-hmm.
pastors that you would like to introduce to our pastor's talk show and bring them on, I'll get together
yes.
with you on that. All I need
okay.
is just their bio and their recommendation from you, of course, and
excellent.
Their picture, and I can bring them on also. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. All right. Well, we definitely will do that. And, we'll be talking
okay.
to you soon. And thank you so much.
Amen.
And to our to those
so
who
Bishop,
are
the, give us yes, a last no, well, give us a last word because we're going to end it with your words.
Okay. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Faithfulness comes from the Lord, the love for God and the love for his people. Be faithful and he will give you all the desires of your heart. That's all. That's all I can say. Watch God.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you. And you. Thank you, audience, for coming in on our today's show with our own very Bishop John F. Morris in Inglewood, California. Of course, if you desire to listen to this interview again, you can just go to his Facebook and hit on that button, Block Talk Radio, and you can hear the very same thing you heard today, so you don't have to miss one thing, and we bless you,
wonderful.
And you all have a wonderful, wonderful day.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in an IPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.